We've obtained new video that shows the immediate aftermath of the Michael Brown shooting at the hands of Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Now, this tape shows two new eyewitnesses and their spontaneous reaction after Michael Brown was killed. What's important about these witnesses, neither of them is from the neighborhood, neither has strong ties to either the community or to Officer Wilson. They simply happened to be where they were and saw what they saw. Randy Kay has the exclusive and the exclusive video. We do want to warn you, some of the details are graphic.
Just after 12 noon, Ferguson, Missouri. The men you see in this exclusive cell phone video hear gunshots. They are about 50 feet away from Michael Brown and Officer Darren Wilson. The unidentified person recording this video captured the witness's reaction during the final moments of the shooting. Both men were contractors working in the area. They did not want to be identified. The man on the left in the pink shirt told CNN they heard one gunshot, then about 30 seconds later, a second shot. He says he saw Michael Brown staggering. Then he says Brown put his hands up and said, "Okay, okay, okay." The witness told us the cop didn't say get on the ground, he just kept shooting. That same witness described the gruesome scene, saying he saw Michael Brown's brains come out of his head, again reiterating his hands were up. Watch how he motions on the video. The video, these witnesses say, was taken shortly after the shooting ended. If you look closely, you can see a police officer in the distance beginning to put up crime scene tape. Both men told us by the time it was over, there were three officers on the scene, but only one involved in the shooting. Another voice is also heard on the tape. The contractor in the green shirt told me that voice belongs to a man he didn't know who pulled up alongside them, yelling this. That same contractor in green also told me that he saw Michael Brown running away from the police car. He said Brown put his hands up and that the officer was chasing him. He also said that Officer Wilson fired another shot at Brown while his back was turned. The contractor in the pink shirt also shared this, that a second officer who arrived later to the scene also drew his weapon. He said, "The one cop was the one who shot him. Then I saw the other officer pull a gun out, but he didn't shoot." That same worker described how Brown staggered dead after the second shot 20 to 25 feet to the ground, explaining, "He was like a walking dead guy." Keep in mind, these men don't live in Ferguson and don't know the Brown family, but their account does square with what other witnesses have said. The woman who took cell phone video of Brown's body lying in the street also told CNN that Brown was shot from behind, just like the contractor in the green shirt says.
While he was running away from the officer trying to get away, he was getting shot at.
This witness told Anderson that he didn't see Brown's hands up, perhaps because he was running outside to the scene, but he did see Brown turn around before being fatally shot.
About time I gets outside, he's already turned around facing the officer. He's balled up. He have his arms like under his stomach, and he was like halfway down, like he was going down. Mm-hmm. And the officer lets out about three or four shots at him.
Randy Kay joins us now live. So what do these contractors do next?
Well, Anderson, they wanted out of there. The contractor wearing that pink shirt, he told us that they were the only two white people out there on the scene. So he told his coworker they had to, quote, get the hell out of there before things got ugly. Now, he said that it was starting to get ugly right as they were beginning to leave. He said people were lining the streets. They were gathering there. But also he told us this, that they had talked to that officer that we showed you who was putting up the crime scene tape. Before they left, they spoke with him, and he told them that they were leaving Brown's body uncovered in the street, as we saw it, for evidence and putting up the tape to keep people away. That's how, according to these witnesses, the officer explained that decision, Anderson.